really has landed a bunch of these. And you guys do a portion of this, but we figure out some kind of cooperative agreement to get this thing packaged, whether it's a, whether it is you prepare, as Great River prepares this, and HDR does some kind of consulting review to see if there's some things that they could dial up or things that they know or that they'd be willing, so that they've got some skin in the game, and whether it's the former transportation secretary or whether it's somebody else in high political positions, we have the advantage of both organizations pulling on this rope, because we haven't tried that yet. And that's not, and you're going to have to listen through your organization and Travis. I mean, maybe everybody says, no, we're not going to work together.
Well, I'll speak for Great River. There's times of, you know, a lot of times we don't team together on projects because they're well within the size. I'll use an example, a small bridge or small road. There's not enough room for two people on there. This, I don't see why we couldn't work together. You know, Travis and I get together after this or sometime.
Yeah,
we'll find it out.
Some of the people I know that put things together and we'll set up a call or something.
We'll put something together to, you know, I'm working on the Kansas Extension, which is an extension of the Kansas Expressway there south of Springfield. We're part of a team with Burns and McDonald on that. You know, a lot of these big projects, it's not uncommon to have a team put together. Even though either firm could do it 100% on their own, you end up teaming for different types of benefits, and part of it, just like you're talking about, the political ties or anything like that, the knowledge base they've got of this or that, or the connections, and our knowledge of the alignment or our local knowledge, all that can go together, and it's not uncommon to have teams in this game.
Okay, so here's what we had. We had an estimate that the last, because we've put together this project so many times, the last proposal cost about $15,000 to prepare. But we're going to do something different here. We're going to retool it a little bit, and we're going to ask for some consultants to come alongside. So what I'd like is a motion to include not to exceed $30,000 in the upcoming budget for a possible proposal if it comes available. So if there's no IMPRA grant or if there's no grant opportunities, we don't have a proposal. But if we do, we're willing to spend $30,000 on a team going forward.
So move.
To get this done.
Yeah, can you budget that?
I'm not going to vote on this. I'm going to
abstain.
Well, I'm not asking you to vote on it. I mean,
I feel that we need to go to our debriefing and feel what the commission wants to do, if they even want to go back out.
Well, this money would only go forward if
If
there's budget money that comes up.
But I want to make sure there's a placeholder in the 21 budget to do this if, in fact, it's available. Now, if it isn't available, I mean, first of all, if it doesn't make any sense, there's $30,000 we just need to put on design work and right away and keep on going. So, and the right-of-way, we're going to have to get an estimate of what we think that right-of-way is going to cost, because that needs to be a budget line item. And it might be a budget line item that goes over a two-year period, because that cost may be too much for one budget. So we've got the motion, and we've recommended that we consider this right-of-way. The staffing part of that is going to be determined what that means and how the best way to go forward is, but there's a placeholder that we're recommending the budget for right-of-way. Then, somehow or another, we need to, and right-of-way means purchase of a real property, but it also is the associated prep for those purchases. There's got to be legal descriptions, right-of-way agreements, all the stuff that goes along with the purchase of right-of-way.
We could also amend that $30,000 limit, maximum subject to review at year end.
Could be.
And that requires us to come back and take a look at it, make sure it's reasonable and sound to have it and do it. And it doesn't lock them in, but it makes a placeholder that they have to lock in.
We need the placeholder. That's what we really need to get this business about. We can always relinquish that. We can always relinquish that whether
right.
We have the motion or we don't have the motion.
But it may be more obvious that we can if that it's going to definitely be reevaluated.
I don't want to put us a milestone. detailed in there that we've got to live up to, and then we failed to do that and didn't reevaluate. And
maybe we haven't got all the full information in yet. Yeah, it's going to come a week later. I could be lucky into that, too. Yeah.
So what I would really like is a motion to set some money, not to exceed money. Now, if $30,000 is too high, that's fine, but if we get multiple organizations going here, I don't know that one is going to, the price for one is going to be able to be split and still make it work out and be worth. If I was HDR and there wasn't $10,000 in there for me to go do a bunch of political heavy lifting or a bunch of that stuff.
What I would see on that, if we go after the granting, and I would see on the right-of-way stuff, we'll move forward by GRE's lead on that. But if we go after another grant at $30,000, most of that, I would say, is probably going to be more towards the 20 and 10 or even more that way to try to use our political capital and try to, to try to move that forward. Because we've looked at it. I'll be honest, we've looked at it. We've done a lot of different stuff on it. We'll be working on the design on it. I would rather spend more of the percentage of that fee towards those guys in order to get it for the county, because it's going to benefit all of us more.
And
so we've worked that out.
I'm not trying to steal work from them, but I tend to agree with that. They've basically done all the work as far as the kind of gathering the info where we can may or may not reorganize or redo it. But the other concern I would have for my higher-ups when I take this to them is, okay, we apply for 10 other ones throughout the country, and we got to $10,000 fee on this one. Which ones are they going to really push hard for? They've got to have enough skin in the game here, as you said.
Well, it's always a possibility that they just declined to do it, Travis, and they just declined to do it. But right now, the approach we've got, we're too many one-ups. We're too many dependent on if this fails, the whole thing fails. And what we need to do is diversify here a little bit. We need to get that political sponsorship. We need to work on that. We can do that in-house. Sheila's connected enough. She can make some phone calls. Brandon can make some phone calls. I don't know that Mike, that isn't his strength. So at least that I know of. Maybe I'm mistaken about that. But there's some others, too, that have not done what they could to help us locally. And so we need to do a little bit of that. And so, I think that comprehensive look. But I mean, and if we don't want to go to the commission and say put a placeholder in there for this grant, for a grant opportunity, I wouldn't limit it to a bill grant, but a grant opportunity here, okay, then that's the will of the board. But if we do, then I'd entertain a motion to put a placeholder. You guys, $30,000.
Motion's already been made. But we need a second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion? Okay. Then are you going to have to abstain?
I'm going to abstain from it.
Okay, so we have one abstention. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, there's a lot of ayes there. Okay, so I'm going to abstain. Opposed, same sign. Ayes have it. One abstention. Madam Clerk, show that, please. Okay.
And we can also, based on your first motion, if the county wants to iron some of those items out, we can kind of go over that with Devin as far as how that would look to try to bring the cost down and or what's easily doable with his crews. We've looked at that in quite a bit of detail in the last couple months.
Okay, Devin's the staff representative here. We're going to let you guys work that. He's going to bring this forward.
We'll bring
that
back
involved,
to you.
And we'll be involved. Otherwise, staff's got it. Okay, any other discussion about the expressway or where we're going or what a new direction may be?
Like I mentioned before, I'm all for it, but I just would feel more comfortable if we could get right away and know that we've got the property.
Yeah.
And then, kind of like Willie Nelson building a car one piece at a time.
Yeah.
Build the bridge.
Build a Johnny Cash special.
Or Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Build a bridge, go in there, go from there.
Yeah, if we've got the land, I mean.
I feel a portion of the property owners, and you'll know who I'm talking about, Rick, will be pretty surprised on how reasonable we could get it.
It won't get any cheaper, we know that. And if we start building infrastructure out there, it'll get a lot more expensive. What we need to do is we need to get the land, get it under control. Then we also stop this discussion about, well, you're out there on somebody's land, you're whacking around. None of that, it's off the table. It's our land, we're ready to go. Okay, that's important.
I just make the comment that depending upon whatever opportunities come up, I think there's got to be an adult conversation with Senator Blunt's office. Because obviously, and this is no knock on Congressman Long, that his office doesn't have the horsepower to deliver this. Senator Hawley's office does not have the horsepower to deliver this. The only office that has the power to deliver this is Senator Blunt. Until we understand or are told why we don't measure up or why we're not worthy of them expending the political capital to get it done, I don't think, you know, any opportunity is going to be a tough road to hoe for whatever reason. And if they don't want to be forthright enough to tell us why we don't measure up, then that's you know, shame on them. But it's been obvious to me over the last however many years that the support would come from his office. And for whatever reason, we're not deemed worthy. So.
Okay. I will take it. I think that needs to become a task, and I think it needs to be much larger than this board. But there's some political heavy lifters here, and we need to work on that. I'm not 100% sure where Mr. Morris is in on this, because I've heard a lot of discussion both ways here. That crap has to stop, otherwise we're going to keep getting what we're getting. So, okay. So we've got some direction. Any other comments? Okay, following none, MoDOT update. I don't know that there is any MoDOT update. Hearing none, new business.
I'd like to see at the next meeting again an update on where we're at with the 76 SED, the plan, the future for that.
You don't even have to wait till the next meeting. You got the man right here.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I haven't been to a SID meeting in a long, long time. But
have they had them?
They've had them.
Okay. Yeah, they've signed off on
we have a meeting on Friday with John Manning to talk about how the 5-5 corridor committee or 76 corridor committee can help with what we've loosely termed as a master plan for that, and how the community stakeholders can add to and support and help that move along. So as far as the SID itself, it's done. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they start collecting October 1, if not January. So I know they're going to do a lot of the engineering work in-house as far as design and all that. So pretty sure that with the change in the board, the undergrounding of utilities between Ripley's and Presley's should happen this winter. Unless it was delayed enough that they have to push it the next winter, but the finances were there. It was just a matter of political will to approve it. So that's all for now subsided. So. They're going to start chunking it off. I think their next plan direction was going westbound from Ripley's.
I'd like to have a specific input again for our board member who's not here. That's what I was getting at from Keith. There's a lot of new building going on, construction, and the traffic gets worse. And COVID is now fired back up, and the people go. Try to get across the intersection down there where McDonald's is, and where the new police station is going to be. I think we need to have a firm hand in the planning and what's going on with all of this, and kind of push it to make sure it's done safely, and that there's